For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully we're going to have Avi Lipkin with us this morning, and we obviously have Avi. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, so glad to have you with us, and bring us up to date on what's really going on in the Near East, the Middle East, and is there going to be a war with Iran? I think that is the question that that plagues a lot of American people, because so much of what's going on over there just doesn't make sense. So you pick up the story.
Okay, well, let me put it like this. There is bad news, and then there is worse news.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Actually, there's bad news, there's worse news, and there's worse news. The bad news is that you have, I believe, a State Department, and you have a leadership that is delusional, that thinks that by forcing Israel to hand over land for peace, that it's going to achieve something in the Middle East. And the only thing it's going to achieve is a war. Because when the Arabs feel that the American government is with them and against Israel, it only whets the appetite of the Arabs for war. And in the end, when the Israeli people finally have to put their foot down and say, you know what, this is crazy, we're not giving land over. We did it in Gaza. It didn't work. And now the U.S. government is pressuring Israel to hand over Jerusalem and the West Bank, commonly known as Judea and Samaria. And I, you know, the Israeli government is under pressure from the U.S. government. The Israeli government basically is a little tiny state. What can we do against the United States? The United States has a much bigger picture to deal with, which is Iraq and Afghanistan, probably a war with Iran. And so that's the bad news, that Israel has to buckle under every time to the pressure from the oil companies which control Washington. So that's the bad news. The worst news is that the Saudis are commanding the United States to prepare for a war with Iran, because the Iranian Shiites are a threat to the Saudi Sunnis. And this is a war that's been going on for 1,300 years. It's never going to end. No forgiveness in Islam. And so there will be a war with Iran. Not because they want to nuke Jerusalem, which is what they do want to do, but because the Iranians are jerking around the one-world government and jerking around the globalism and the oil prices and the economy of the world, and the globalists cannot tolerate that. And so the Saudis are forcing the United States and maybe even Israel to go to war against Iran and to suppress the nascent Shiite empire that's now being created by the Iranians. After that's done, after the Iranian government is replaced, you have a democratic regime in Iran, and things settle down in Iraq and Afghanistan, which they will do after they, you think that's the good news, then you have the worst news, which is the fundamental Sunni rise to power in Turkey, Egypt, Pakistan, and Malaysia, and Saudi Arabia. So Shiite Islam will be removed. The really malignant Iranian brand of Shiite Islam. And then when you think it's safe to go back into the water, then you're going to have to deal with the Armageddon scenario, which is the rise of fanatic Islamic Turkey and all the other fanatic Islamic groups that are Sunnis. So how's that for good news in the morning?
Well, no, you sort of crystallized, as you always do so well, exactly what I've been thinking, but you put it so much better than I do. And, you know, my concern is that our policies over there are inflaming this, you know, this latent belief in this radical form of Islam. In fact, you know, they're teaching this at the madras schools in Pakistan, and we're financing the Pakistan government that's financing the madras schools that are encouraging this. We're backing the Saudis, who are financing this whole move towards a return to radical Islam throughout the world. They're even financing it here in the United States, in our prisons. And boy, if you're a Muslim in prison, you get special treatment, you get special food, you get all sorts of special things. If you were a Christian, even to say anything good about Christianity, boy, would they come after you in the U.S. prison. So we have real problems.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm here in Portland, Oregon, and there is a lady who, a Jewish lady, who, I won't mention her name, she works very much with the Republican Party. And obviously you can tell that I'm very, very much involved with Republicans throughout the United States, conservatives. And this Jewish woman and these Christian people, they're a gang. They're always together. We're old buddies. And a gang in the good sense, of course. And so one day she told me a few months ago there was this Islamic fair here in Portland, Oregon. And so this Jewish lady went with the Christians, the Republicans, just to see, you know. They're handing out food, you know, falafel and hummus and all the Middle Eastern delights. And, hey, you know, let's be friendly. Let's be ecumenical. So she goes with these Christian guys, and while she's looking at one of the stands, a little Muslim kid comes up to her, Muslim-American kid, who goes to one of the madrasas, and he's tugging at her sleeve, and he says to her, "The Jews drink the blood of Muslim children." So, you know, she heard it at first, didn't really sink in, and the kid pulls her sleeve again, "The Jews drink the blood of Muslim children." And after two or three times, finally, she looked at the child and said, "Excuse me, the Jews do not drink the blood of Muslim children. The Jews drink the blood of Muslim children." I said, "Listen, I'm a Jew. I never drank the blood of any Muslim child." So the child looked at her, "You're a Jew? You drink the blood of Muslim children." And then the child went away and came back with the mother. The Muslim mother pointed her finger at this Jewish woman and says, "You Jews, you want to kill all of us Muslims, don't you?" Now, you know what that means? It means they're going to kill us first. That's what it means. And when a war breaks out in the Middle East, and I think I've mentioned this many times on your show, Dr. Stan, that the Muslims have a plan in place. When a war breaks out in the Middle East, the Muslims of America will kill the Jews of America. And the Jews in America have no clue about any of this because they don't want to hear it from me. The only people who listen to me when I come with my message are the Christians. And it breaks my heart because the first people to be killed in America will be the Jews.
Well, this whole scenario is just so so insane from most points of view, and yet, you know, this hatred between the Palestinian, between the Muslim and the Jew is being fanned, and certainly, on the other hand, the hatred of Americans towards Muslims is being fanned, and I don't know what the solution to it is, but I fear that a terrible war is coming. So it's not a matter of if, but when. A war between the Jews and the Christians on one side, and 1.25 billion Muslim people on the other. We'll be back in just a moment here. Tomorrow.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
This is Michael Golden. In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Moni Avi-Lipkin. My concern is that, you know, if we get involved in a war with Iran, you know, the Iranian people don't like the government there. I don't think that the average Iranian, a lot of them are younger, they, you know, and many of them embrace many of the ideas of the West. But if we attack Iran, it's only going to rally many of the people behind their own government in defense of their country. Do you think this is a factor that we ought to be taking into account?
Okay, well, firstly, I feel like this. I understand what you're saying. And by the way, it is a very, very Christian approach not to get involved in foreign wars. You know, Jesus said, he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. And God does not like the sword. And many Americans, I would say, you know, of course, there is a commonality between Democrats and libertarians not to get involved in foreign wars, which are very, very often viewed as globalist wars, and that the globalists who are anti-Christian, yes, have an agenda, which is not Christian, it's anti-Christian, and like I said earlier in the show, part of the globalist approach is for the good of money and mammon and for the good of oil and for the good of the globalist agenda, Israel will be sacrificed for a barrel of oil. So, you know, I'm not saying something naively now about about a war in Iran, but I will say one thing. I believe that George W. Bush did the right thing in removing Saddam Hussein from power. The Iraqi people could not do it alone. It had to be the American military. What happens later, meaning the bringing of peace and democracy to Iraq, which I think will happen eventually. It will happen eventually because either democracy wins or Islam wins. This is a war between religions. The situation in Iran is similar to Iraq in the sense that the Iranian people do not like their regime, but they themselves cannot overthrow the Ayatollah regime without outside help. I believe that unless the world, primarily led by the United States, if the world does not overthrow the Iranian Ayatollah regime, then the experiment in Iraq and in Afghanistan will fail. If you do overthrow the Iranian regime, which I think is not such a hard thing to do, I think they'll come down like a pack of cards, then the troubles in Iraq and in Afghanistan will decrease. Then there will be a better chance for democracy and peace. The Iranians are spoilers. The Iranians want to kill. They want to kill Americans. They want to kill Iraqis. They want to kill Afghanis. And the Muslim world, in my opinion, respects force. If you're strong, they'll respect you. If you're weak, they'll come after you. If America does not take out Iran, it is a sign that great America, the great American Christian Satan, is a paper tiger, and it cannot do anything against Islam. So I think that, like I said earlier in the show, the war that's coming with Iran will not be a war over whether or not Jerusalem will be nuked. The war with Iran is because the world economy cannot tolerate fluctuations in the price of oil. The world economy cannot tolerate Wall Street going down. And in order to have stability in Iraq and in Afghanistan, in order to increase the chances of success against terrorism, you have to take out the mother of terrorism, which is Iran. So I believe there will be a war with Iran. But you are right. Many, many people around the world will rally behind the banners, because there are many banners of Islam, and we'll see America as the proponent of war against the Islamic faith. My approach is the following, and I'm going to say something. You remember when we started this show, Dr. Stan, I said I've got bad news, worse news, and worse news. Remember?
Right.
Well, let me tell you something, and I have a feeling your listeners have not heard this little piece of information, and it's about the Pope. Now, I know a lot of Protestants don't like Catholics. A lot of Catholics don't like Protestants. And I'm a Jew, so I really don't care about any of that stuff. I believe, as Benjamin Franklin said during the Revolutionary War, either we hang together or we hang separately. Now, I'm here in the Portland area. I've been here for over a week. I was in Albuquerque at a Calvary Chapel a few days ago, and nobody heard any of the information that I'm about to tell you. The New York Times, which, of course, we all have great differences with the New York Times, came out with an article on Friday, July the 27th, on page 6, A6. It's a little article about Monsignor George Ganschwein, who is the personal secretary and advisor to the Pope, who made a statement that I'm sure could not have been made without the approval of the Pope. And he said, Islam is a threat. Islam is a threat to Europe. Islam is a threat to Christianity. And Christians must no longer ignore the Christian roots of Europe. And Christians must not feign a respectfulness for a system that wants to destroy it. And Christians should not be naive like they were in the past. And I don't know if you remember, Dr. Stan, but the Pope said something on September 12th, a year ago. This started riots all over the Islamic world. That he said that Islam is a violent religion and that God does not like irrationality, meaning Islam is irrational. And there were riots. Nuns were killed. Churches were burned. There was all kinds of stuff happened all over the world. And so for the Vatican to issue a statement 2 weeks ago, and by the way, the statement was not covered in the press. Here in Portland, no newspaper picked up on it. On the radio, I did a few radio shows, nobody heard about it. And so I take my hat off to the New York Times that they printed it. Nobody else printed it. The Vatican has come out for the first time that the Vatican agrees with Avi Lipkin. And Avi Lipkin has been saying that Islam is a threat for the last 18 years. And the Vatican was always dancing around it, trying to accommodate the Muslims. And you know what? You will stop accommodating the Muslims when the water reaches your eyeballs. And so my approach with Iran is that the water has reached the eyeballs. You saw, Dr. Stan, what happened with Wall Street the last few weeks. The American people, the American economy requires stability. The world economy needs... I mean, I'm talking now like a globalist, okay? I'm not talking like a Christian. I'm talking like a globalist. The world economy requires stability. The Iranians are threatening the world stability. They have an insane government. The insane government has to go. Now, the moment it goes, you're right, they will flock to the banner of Islam. If the Pope said, or if the Pope's advisor said that Islam is a threat, I think the Pope understands there's going to be a major showdown, perhaps a major intifada in Europe, by the Muslims who live in Europe. And I think the Europeans are coming to the realization the water is reaching the eyeballs. I think eventually the Americans and the Canadians and the Latin Americans are all going to realize that water is reaching the eyeballs. And there's going to be a massive showdown with Islam. And Islam will be defeated because the world cannot tolerate insanity.
Well, one of the things that really disturbs me is, of course, America's massive investment in military and military supplies throughout the world, certainly. The financial situation of the United States that is having to borrow $2 to $3 billion every day to maintain, you know, our status to continue this war, and you know that we don't have any massive reserves. Russia has larger reserves than we do, and yet, of course, now we're talking on taking on another war. Is there a danger that if America enters into another war and with the Muslim world, that this country could go bankrupt?
Well, bankrupt, the country's already bankrupt. The question is, can we pull out of bankruptcy? My approach is the following. I believe that, again, this is just my idea. I'm not saying it's going to happen, and I don't have any proof that what I'm saying is going to happen. The President of the United States has another, how much? Another year and some, a year and four months until the next elections, right?
Right.
But he's a lame duck. The Democrats are always huffing and puffing down the back of his neck to impeach him. So his hands are tied. How is the war with Iran going to happen? And I'm going to tell you the way I understand it. The Israelis have been marching in lockstep with the American government. The Israelis do whatever the American government says. And you know there are reasons for that. We've spoken about that in the past. After Ayatollah Khomeini came to power in 1979, the Americans and the Israelis realized there was a problem. The Americans and the Israelis have been preparing for this war with Iran for 28 years. The American weaponry, the aircraft, Star Wars Initiative, the Nautilus, all of these different systems were created with Iran in mind. And I believe what's going to happen is, since George W. Bush has his hands tied, George W. Bush is going to wink and nod at the Israelis. And the Israelis are going to go into action. The Israelis have a plane that you know, F-15s, F-16s, that have the range to reach Iran. The Israelis and the Americans together developed the triple-decker bunker buster. The triple-decker bunker buster is a weapon that can go down a mile and take out those tunnels. And it really doesn't matter how much Israel takes out in those air attacks. The moment, excuse me, it's 7 in the morning here on the West Coast, and so I'm about to start drinking my first coffee here, so my throat is clogging up a little. The Israelis, the moment they attack, the first thing the Iranians do is they shut the Straits of Hormuz. When you shut the Straits of Hormuz, within 2 weeks, the world economy collapses. The world economy cannot be tolerated to collapse. And what's going to happen, I believe, is the Europeans, who are going to suffer a lot more than the Americans for lack of oil, the Europeans are going to come begging at the White House Oval Office desk there of the president, saying, we must take action immediately. There must immediately be a rapid deployment force sent to occupy Iran, occupy the oil resources of the Shiites, don't blow them up. Because, you know, if the Shiites blow up the oil, they still have their camels. They drink camel milk and eat pita bread and a few dates here and there. It's the Americans who have to have the malls. It's the Europeans who have to have the malls. And if you don't have oil in 2 weeks, your plastics industry is shut down. And so I believe George W. Bush will look at the Democrats after the Israelis attack, and George W. Bush will say, I know nothing. I see nothing. Meaning the Israelis did it by themselves. When it was indeed the American and Israeli military that planned this thing 27 years ago. But it'll be the Europeans who will come and say to George W. Bush, let's do something right away. And Bush will say, hey, we Americans are almost bankrupt. If you Europeans want it, you Europeans are going to have to send in an interventionary force, expeditionary force. And that's when George W. Bush will prove the Democrats wrong, that when they say that he doesn't know how to put together an alliance, because the Europeans will be fighting to send in an expeditionary force to occupy Iran, overthrow the regime, bring democracy to Iran, and for heaven's sakes, you know, restore the oil supplies back to Europe. The Straits of Hormuz cannot be closed. And so I think the purpose of the Israeli attack will be to provoke the Iranians to close the Straits of Hormuz, and that will be the last death throes of the Iranian regime.
Well, certainly, and I think that if we do attack by... we talk about a 6-day war and then we're just going to go home and everything's going to be fine. But what happens if the Iranians counterattack? What happens if all those boats and submarines and things they have, even though they're certainly they're inferior, why you could swarm one of our carriers? And what would happen if one of our carriers went down? What would happen to the American economy? What would happen to the world's confidence in America? What would happen if one of our carriers was sunk, as happened in the war games back in 2003 before we attacked Iraq, when we simulated a war with, I don't know whether it was Iraq or Iran, and they wiped out our whole fleet in the war games. I mean, whenever you start a war, you never know how it's going to end.
Okay.
Are you concerned about that? And what will happen to Israel? And you mentioned the Nautilus. Most of our listeners have never heard of the Nautilus program, but I think this is the most important defensive program in the world. Is Nautilus operational today?
I don't know. I know that the Nautilus is operational on the ground. I don't know if it's operational in the air. And we've spoken about this a number of times on your shows in the past.
We have, but could you tell our listeners about this? Because it is certainly one of the certainly most encouraging things. And when we get back, why we'll be talking with Avi. I think this is such an important issue, and most Americans have no idea. Go ahead.
With Destiny Lending, manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Avi Lipkin, and I was asking Avi about the Nautilus. Now, most people have not looked into this. I looked into it after I heard Avi talk about it some time ago, and I'm firmly convinced that this is one of those programs that they're keeping secret. They're keeping it secret from the most Jewish people, from certainly most Americans, and I think most people throughout the world have no idea what the Nautilus program is. And yet, if you stop and think about it, here's little Israel sitting there on a strip of land along the Mediterranean coast, and you've got Hamas and Hezbollah armed with, I don't know how many tens of thousands of missiles, and Syria armed with missiles, and those missiles would raining down on Israel in a period of 24 hours could fairly well destroy the entire integrity of that nation. There's just no way Israel could survive a massive simultaneous missile discharge from north and south and east unless there is another weapon. So you want to just mention Nautilus for our listeners?
Yes, the Nautilus is a laser zapper. It zaps incoming warheads. and it zaps them at a distance of 20, 25 miles away from the target. Now, let's talk a little bit about weaponry. You know, when the enemy shoots a missile with nuclear warheads, usually the missile takes off, and the warhead splits up into six mini warheads. The six mini warheads, three are real nuclear warheads, and three are dummies. And the reason they do that is because you don't know which one is which, and you've got to take out all six. So it gets harder to take out the incoming ordnance. Now, the Israelis, firstly, you know, the Americans gave Israel Patriot missiles in Desert Storm, which was very nice of the Americans. The Patriot did hit the incoming Scuds. The problem with the Patriot was it hit the incoming Scuds from behind because the Patriot missile is a heat-seeking missile. Now, the two problems with the Patriot was, number one, it did not detonate the warhead in the sky. It merely deflected the warhead 1 mile this way or that way. And the second problem was the Patriot only took out the incoming missile, the incoming Scud, about a mile from the eventual target. So a lot of these Scuds from Iraq landed in residential areas near the Israeli high command headquarters there in Tel Aviv or in other cities. The Patriot was only good to knock out the incoming Scud from its intended target by, say, 1 mile. So that's not good enough. So the Israelis developed, again, with American funding. Again, the Israelis do everything lockstep with the American military. The Israelis developed the Arrow 2. The Arrow 2 missile takes out the incoming missile not a mile from target, but about 4 miles from target, which is definitely better. But it's not good enough if it's a nuclear warhead. So the Israeli Arrow 2 goes up with a computer trajectory to hit the missile. It's like hitting a fly at 1 mile away. You've got to get the missile up there, and it intercepts the incoming warhead and head on, and it takes it out. It detonates the warhead like 5 miles from target. But like I said before, if it's a nuclear or a biological chemical weapon, 4 or 5 miles is not good enough from Tel Aviv. So the Israelis and the Americans took it to the next stage, which was the Nautilus. Nautilus is a laser zapper that can take out the incoming warhead, say, 25 miles away from target, which is a lot more logical if you're talking about nuclear warheads. Another problem, of course, if you remember, I know, Dr. Stan, you're not the kind of guy who has time to waste playing Atari Space Invaders games, but when I was a little younger, I used to play Atari Space Invaders. And what was Atari Space Invaders? Atari Space Invaders was basically these little things are coming down at you on the screen, firing lasers at you, and you're firing lasers back at them. And the trick is to evade the lasers of the enemy and then you zap the enemy with your lasers. It's a very nice game. It's a very challenging game, and you can sit for hours playing that game, wasting your time. Anyway, the Nautilus is the laser zapper. And it was tested and proven to work very well at the White Sands Proving Grounds in New Mexico. Now, what's the problem with the laser zapper? Two problems. Number one, it doesn't work when it's cloudy. In other words, if you're on the ground and you fire a laser beam 25 miles away, if it's a clear blue sky, it'll work. If it is cloudy, the clouds dissipate the strength of the laser beam, and then it gets absorbed by the clouds. Therefore, the Americans and the Israelis have been working to compact the Nautilus into an aerodynamic weapon that can fit onto an F-15 or F-16 or F-22. Whether or not this is operational, I don't know. I had an email that I got like a year ago that said in 2007, Nautilus would be operational in the air. Now, if it's up in the air, then it doesn't matter if it's cloudy. In other words, the pilot is flying, say, over the Israeli-Jordanian or Israeli-Syrian border, and if there is a missile coming in that breaks up into six mini warheads, then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you knock out all six of the mini warheads. You're right. If the Saudis launch some of their missiles at Israel at the same time that the Iranians do, at the same time the Syrians do, at the same time the Egyptians do, it's not going to be easy to deal with all of these incoming warheads. And so, and by the way, America is facing EMP attack, you know, electromagnetic pulse weapons that can explode, say, a few miles from the American shore and take out your computer systems and take out your electrical systems. It'll fry the electrical systems. So the Americans have to have the Nautilus deployed on all its aircraft patrolling the American coasts. The Israelis have to have it in all their aircraft and make sure that if a war does break out, which eventually I believe it will, that the Israeli aircraft will all be up in the air, or, you know, there will be all the time enough planes in the air to make sure that any amount of missiles raining down on Israel will be intercepted by the Nautilus. Now, does it work? I know that in the war with Lebanon a year ago, it was in the newspaper that a Zalzal missile, an Iranian Zalzal missile that was fired by Hezbollah in the direction of Tel Aviv, was sheared in half in a town called above a town called Hadera. Hadera is about 30 miles from Tel Aviv. So I ask you, what kind of a weapon can shear in half an incoming missile? Only a laser beam.
Sure. And I think that, Chris, if they have it, why, they're keeping it quiet, and yet I see no other means by which Israel could possibly defend itself, and not only air-based, and, you know, in a 747, but even in satellite. Anyway, they kept the Manhattan Project secret. They have lots of other secrets. They're keeping them a secret from the American people, from the Israeli people, from here in the audience. But remember, you heard it here at the American Freedom Network first. Obviously, before I go on, I want you to get out your website so people can get the information, the great videos and DVDs and other information you offer.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And indeed, I want to say that today, from my travels around the United States and Canada, I noticed that a lot of people today do not read anymore. And I'm not criticizing, but I have DVDs, and people
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Avi.
We'll do it after the break.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
And our guest this morning, Avi Lipkin. Avi, let's get that website out and how people can get in touch with your ministry.
Okay, very good. I have a website, and it's VicMord.com, and many of you know me as Victor Mordecai. Victor Mordecai is Avi Lipkin. Avi Lipkin is Victor Mordecai. And the website is half of Victor, V-I-C, half of Mordecai, M-O-R-D. So it's V-I-C-M-O-R-D.com. And the website has 2 half-hour free downloadable teachings. But I also have a website bookstore with many, many resources, including 5 CDs of teachings I did at Chuck Missler's ministry, Koinonia House. I do have 4 books, and I do have 10 hours it's a 5 DVD series of 10 hours, which is good for churches and Bible groups, with my full message in it. And so people indeed can order these things and help support my ministry by ordering these resources and then promoting them in the churches around the United States. It's not because of the money. It's because of getting the message out. And you know, now that I'm running for office in Israel, I'm going to stop traveling to the States. And so people are saying, oh, what are we going to do when you stop traveling to the States? We need a clone. And the clone is the 10-hour teaching on DVD. And I recommend that people get it by going to VicMord.com. I also have an 800 number for people who want my 4 books and are, you know, do not, you know, want the other things, just books. You can call 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828.
Well, I think that we are living in very, very dangerous and perhaps prophetic times, and I don't think the average American realizes the implications of what is transpiring. Do you have any idea for a timetable for the coming attack on Iran? Are we talking weeks, months, years?
You know, I have to tell you something. I was talking for many, many years before 9/11 that there was going to be a 9/11 attack. And, you know, people were asking me, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? I did a teaching at Chuck Missler's at Koinonia House on July the 11th, 2001, which is to the day, it was 2 months to the day before the attack happened. And Chuck Missler turned it into a product, and he started sending it out about a week before 9/11. And people got it just as the attack was happening. And, you know, I was driving back to New York after a few months on the road, and I stopped at a hotel in Zanesville, Ohio, on the way back to New York City, and to catch my plane back to Israel. And I went to bed at 1 o'clock after a hard day of driving, and then 8:30 in the morning, my eyes opened, I put on the TV, and I saw the first tower on fire, and then I saw the second plane hit the second tower. And, you know, like, I was surprised, even though I had been predicting it for many, many years. So, you know, it says in the Bible, nobody knows the time of the coming of the Lord.
Right.
And the Lord will come at any time that the Lord wants to. So, you know, my message is, I expect it to happen yesterday. I expect it to happen at any moment. This war with Iran, I believe, is inevitable. And we shouldn't be surprised if and when it happens at any moment. I could be wrong. It could be a month from now. It could be 6 months from now. But at some stage, and I think you'll agree with me, if you have a regime that will not stop until it's stopped, then Iran is going to continue to wreak havoc on American troops. It's going to wreak havoc on plans to bring democracy to Iraq. And I believe that democracy has to come to Iraq. I believe George W. Bush is steadfast. He's doing the right thing. The same with Afghanistan. We have to continue the war against terrorism. Iran is a major proponent of terrorism. So you tell me, can you leave it alone? You can't. You've got to deal with it at some stage. So I predict that a war that the Americans and the Israelis have been preparing for the last 28 years is going to happen. The date? I don't know the date. And you know what? If I knew the date, I really wouldn't talk about it.
Well, I feel pretty much the same way, except I don't know when the date is, but I feel that the war is imminent. I think that it will have tremendous impact upon every aspect of our society. And I think the average American has no idea how bad things are. And I love your way of starting the bad news, the worst news, and the worstest news, or whatever it is, because I think we're in for some very, very real problems in this country, and I believe that there certainly are spiritual forces at work behind everything that's going on. Well, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program this morning, Avi.
Well, I would like to say to your listeners that I'm going back to Israel in a few weeks, and I'm coming back October to December. And then that'll probably be my last trip because I'm trying to get the Bible Block Party registered. I'm working to create a Judeo-Christian Bible Block Party to run for the Israeli Knesset and give representation to Christians because Christians serve in the army, pay taxes, and vote. The immigrant Christians I'm talking about, the Russians, Ukrainians, Ethiopians. And I'm running for Knesset, and like I said before, I'm hoping to stop my meanderings around the my pilgrimages around the United States and stay home in Israel, get elected to the Knesset in the elections, which I think will be this coming summer, a year from now, in other words. And I really, really ask people to pray for what I'm doing and support what I'm doing. And I don't know if I'll be in your neck of the woods in October, but I may be in California. If people are interested, they can also call Patsy, who does my bookings. It's on the website, by the way. And if people want me in the church in California, I know you're based in California. And I should be coming through Colorado at some stage. I will be with Chuck Missler at his big conference on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Of November in Coeur d'Alene. So it's going to be a busy trip, and then, like I said, December, I'll go back just before Hanukkah, Christmas time. And then as of January, I'm going to be full steam ahead on getting the party registered, and please pray for it.
Are you getting much in the way of support over there in Israel?
I would say that the support is from God. In other words, I need 100 signatures. I'm going to get 100 signatures. I need $35,000 as the registration fees. I will have that money. The question is, can the party win in elections? And I believe that the party can win in elections. I have a number of people in the Israeli media who I think will cover. They said to me, as soon as the party is registered, in other words, once you have the 100 signatures, let us know. And then I will undergo probably quite a bit of persecution for doing this from the rabbis, from certain rabbis, from certain socialists who run the Israeli government because they don't like the idea of Jews and Christians marching together in the streets of Jerusalem. But I believe that that is God's plan, that the Christians and Jews will march in the streets of Jerusalem and Islam will be vanquished.
Well, best of luck. I guess I'll be talking to you later today. Thanks so very much. God bless.
God bless you and God save America.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
I want you to always like to have Avi on, and I think the information he has is very excellent, especially the information he told you this morning about the Nautilus. I suspect it's operational. It may be satellite-based. There is no other way that Israel is going to survive what lies ahead. Now, with, of course, without God's intervention. Now, I would simply point out, as far as Iran is concerned, that it was the American policy intentionally bringing the Ayatollahs to power back in 1979. This was managed by Zbigniew Brzezinski. Brzezinski has orchestrated everything going on there. We toppled the Shah. We brought the Ayatollahs to power. We had trained and equipped the Shah's ruthless secret police, who just happened to be picked up by the mullahs, by the Ayatollahs, to become their secret police. They were a secret police we had created. Today, Iran is being largely financed outside by the World Bank. Who controls the World Bank? Why, you do, ladies and gentlemen, your tax money. In fact, I just picked up an article about this the other day, where the World Bank has all of these projects in Iran. Why, I thought we had asked everybody to cut off aid to Iran. Well, not the American-controlled World Bank. Now, these are long-term projects. We couldn't stop funding Iran, could we? Or maybe most of what you think you know is just not true. And reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We have created the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the next step in this war against the Muslim world. Well, if you have not seen my DVD, my talk on Iraq, the untold story, and got the syllabus goes with it, it shows you that all of the wars of the last century were contrived. You need to get it. That's Iraq, the untold story. And that's basically the talk I gave there in Colorado. Only we call that war, the untold story. It's really quite well done as far as some of the effects that the producers put into the film. And if you'd like to get the talk I gave in Colorado, why it's called War, the Untold Story, and it is essentially Iraq, the Untold Story, done in a little different format. But the information is there. The syllabus is the same for both. You need to have the syllabus, but you get at a reduced cost. You need to get my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years from generation to generation by the secret societies among the elite, and why some people are so fabulously wealthy and most of us are simply struggling to survive. And yet, of course, you cannot understand anything unless you understand the spiritual battle. Now, Forbidden Secret does come with a syllabus that gives you the information like George Bush's speeches, where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. And he uses the phrase not once, but twice for emphasis. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. Who is the angel and what's he talking about? Well, you'll understand after you see my talk, Iraq. Find me up, The Forbidden Secret. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm Hope Duggar. A top White House advisor is leaving at the end of the month.
He's been with President Bush since the start of his political career in Texas, twice endured campaigns that won the White House. But Chief Political Strategist Karl Rove says it is time to leave. Rove apparently has been thinking about the move for a while, but decided to leave after White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton told senior aides that if they stayed after Labor Day, they'd have to remain on for the rest of the second term. Rove joins a growing list of top officials leaving before the final year and a half of this administration.
The arduous search for six missing Utah miners...